where the red couch would burn. And we are sitting here with somebody special, folks. We got somebody special on the couch. Somebody that is so dope, you have to meet her in person. So when you get a chance, you got to come out to one of her shows. Her name is Poison, folks. Poison. That's what they call it. Why they call you Poison out there?
I named myself that. Mm-hmm. There's two stories, but the real story, it comes from Batman. Oh. I love Poison Ivy. I fell in love with her character.
Toxic.
Yeah. She was. I loved her character. It was weird. Okay. As a kid, I remember seeing her and I was like, wow, she's dope.
That's dope. See, yeah. You never know where people get their name from. When I thought of Poison, the first thing I thought was...
Oh, man. I mean, there's a little bit of that. A little bit of that.
Toxic. No, I'm just saying.
There's a little bit of that.
Listen, so you in this industry, you in this rap world. Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? What's going on? You in this rap world. It's hard. Right now, from the outside looking in, I see that it is hard for a woman in general who are artists, who are super dope, to make it. Do you think that...
I don't think that's true because now that I feel like it's a sport and now that I feel like I'm actually like in the gym training and like in these rooms and like doing these different things, it's really just consistency. It's not hard. It's a great time to be a woman right now.
That's right. It is
I feel like it's a bunch of bosses, a lot of women in charge, a lot of women in power, a lot of, you know, it's a good time. It's not difficult.
You know what? You're not lying right now because they are winning right now. You got a couple of artists that's out right now. Who do you like? Because I'm going to tell you who I like.
Women?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I love Doja. I love SZA. I love, what other females?
Love Doja Cat. Doja Cat is lyrical.
I love Glorilla. Like, I really love her voice.
You like Glorilla's voice?
Yeah, I do.
F-R-E-E-R-M-E.
It's her bop is different. I like it. So don't do that.
But that's how she said.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry, Glorilla. Cause I like her too. I ain't gonna lie. I like her smile, all that.
Yeah.
Glorilla is winning.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, Nicki, like Cardi, like, you know, it's a lot of dope people.
F-R-E-E. Yo, you know what's crazy? She got Glorilla. No, I like the way she sounds though, for real. I just like the. But she came out with a recent post and she was talking about men and women going 50-50. You saw that?
Oh yeah, I did.
Now, what do you think about a man and a woman going 50-50? Should we be going 50-50 on a relationship? That's what we want to know. What's up?
I hate this question because you know, I feel like a partnership and a relationship is you teammates. If it's real, is a teammate thing. If a guy really is into you, he'll put that extra effort. Do I believe that, you know, you should still contribute and still be, you know, a strong partner? Definitely. You know what I mean? Do I believe that there should be some kind of luxury sometimes? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I said, it just depends
like
on the
bag
dynamic
or something.
No, I'm just saying like maybe a little 70-30, or you know what I mean? Maybe a little 35.
When does that happen?
I don't know. It's for every dynamic. You
okay, so
what
it
saying?
Depends on the person that you're dealing with. Okay,
exactly.
I'm
not
you.
Saying I don't feel like a man should be overused and abused.
That's
or
a fact.
It, you know what I mean? And if a man really likes you, I think that'll just come automatically.
That's a
and
fact.
If you really like a man or whoever you're dating, that you're not going to want to just take. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
it automatically becomes a thing.
That's a fact. You know what? You gave the best answer. I feel like you need to teach a class on this because these women ain't, and I don't know if they understand.
I think
this
men could be beautiful. I think men should be appreciated. Hell yeah.
But what I see on social media these days is...
it's hard. It's hard for y'all.
I see
hard.
A lot of women that say you got to pay...
It's hard.
To play, like you gotta put out that bread.
Nah, it's hard.
If
it's
you
hard.
Want some head,
yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be a guy.
We call that prostitution. I'm just saying, I don't want to be prosecuted.
Nah, I get it. I mean, like I said, I can't really speak on everybody's situation or why certain people move that way. I know sometimes, I don't know, it just depends on the person, depends on the dynamic. Like, sometimes I don't want to be bothered either, you know, if it ain't about that bag. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
But sometimes I'm humble. I don't care. I'm just chill on the stoop and sip something. You know what I mean? It just depends on the moment, on the dynamic. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Sometimes, yeah, I don't want to come outside unless that's just the mood I'm in. It costs to look good. You know what I mean?
Sports. You said it costs to look good. No, all right. You know seriously. What? You ain't lying.
And that's coming from somebody who I'm okay with taking my homeboy or somebody I like to eat or whatever. Like, feel me? But sometimes I also get in that mood too. I don't know. It's just life. It's just...
See, we gotta,
But nobody should feel like they're obligated to do something. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
That's a fact. We got a real woman on the couch, folks. Hey. Poison. See, this is what happens. You get these real answers like that. We chop it up, and we make you know what we do. Red couch will burn. So I was looking at something the other day, and it was like a quote. It was like boom, like bloop bloop. Mm-hmm. It hit my eye. It said, how to lose a good woman. I was like, hey, yo, how do you do that? That's a good question. How do you lose a good woman?
Damn, that's a good question. I feel like it's a million ways to lose a good woman. That's the riddle statement. But a million ways to lose.
Okay, so let me set you off like this. What is a good woman?
Damn, that's a good question.
Where you going?
I don't know. Like, it depends on the person. It depends. Mm-hmm. Like, I might be into different things. He might be into different things. Somebody else might be into some. I don't know.
Everybody. No. So from your perspective, are you a good woman?
I'm a decent woman.
You're a decent woman.
I have my ways.
So what makes you a decent woman?
I think that makes me. Okay. Basically, I'm independent, you know what I mean? I'm attractive, I'm understanding.
Okay.
I'm decent with the communication. I do go ghost and MIA, that's something about me.
Okay. You know what I mean? To go ghost.
Yeah.
See, you know, we're gonna have to skip. We're gonna have to jump in there for a second. Hold on, because You sound like a great woman, actually. You sound like almost the perfect woman. You know I'm what I'm saying? Crying. With them damn responses.
Yeah,
you
but
But then
it's you like would just that until go you ghost. Date like, me. How, you know how what I mean? Like, people don't like that.
But how do you do that? Like, out of nowhere, just like
it'll just be like something would tick me off, or something would just change the dynamic.
Does it take a little bit or a lot? Just
it depends, because it takes a lot to get me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And but then it's like when you do get me, I'm in it. So it's like it's gonna be I might take a little. Beaten before I leave, you know what I mean? I don't mean physically. Like, I might tolerate a couple of things before I do. I do give second chances. That's something that I did. I do.
You give second chances?
I do.
Okay. Well, let me
tell you. Because I've done so much that it's like, okay.
So if you do a lot. So because with me, it took me a while to give second chances. I couldn't do it. I was like, nah, I'm not doing this, until I got grown and I was like, you know what? It's time to start giving second chances. Mm-hmm. It's time to start doing this. It's time to start understanding that every woman is not the same, right? Every woman is not the same. Everybody can be different. Mm-hmm. But if you do some real dumb shit, you ain't getting no second. No
but chicken, haven't you done some dumb shit and regretted it? You know what I mean? And probably would have changed for that girl?
Yes.
Okay, so why not give a second chance?
But I'm saying really, really dumb though. I'm saying like
get pregnant
super,
or something.
Super. She said like get pregnant or something.
Like
damn.
Get pregnant on you or something.
Plan B.
You ain't forgiving her if a girl get pregnant on you with somebody else.
If a girl gets pregnant on me with somebody else, would I forgive her? Hold on. Wait.
Y'all forgiving?
I will not forgive her, actually, and I'm gonna find a way to get her ass back.
Sam, you gonna mess
you.
With her best friend.
No, I'm not. I'm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ski, nigga. What's her name? No, but at the end of the day, truthfully, honestly, I know I would probably think about getting back, but I wouldn't do that. That's petty, but at the end of the day, no. You're not doing that. Leo.
Oh.
So, at the end of the day, but I'm gonna think about it. We're not doing that. No. We're not gonna do that. But A lot of women these days, they want to get married.
Sounds like you know where the good women at.
They're right here.
I'm not ready to get married.
But but you're still good, right?
Yep.
Okay, you say you're decent. So, decent. But listen, a lot of women want to get married these days. What is marriage? Do you know what is marriage to you? What does it mean to you?
What does marriage mean to me?
Yes, what does marriage mean? You wasn't prepared. You wasn't prepared for that question.
Damn, it means two people really, 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 really like each other and really care about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put it on paper.
They want to put it on paper. You see that? Marriage is a piece of paper and an agreement between two people.
It's right? Like, I fuck with you, but now we're going to put it on paper.
This is crazy, man. I agree with you, by the way. I'm just like,
you could be with somebody and really it'd be more of a marriage or the definition of a marriage without a ring.
Now
or
there,
without signing
there are benefits to marriage.
Yeah, that's
somewhat.
It. It's a business. It's a business. Yes, marriage is a business.
Yeah.
Because what is marriage representing? Love? Mm-hmm. Love doesn't need a piece of paper and mm-hmm. it's real. You could do everything. It's a business. It's
somebody
just certain things won't make sense. That's it.
Somebody told me love is a four-letter word, like F-U-C-K and S-I.
Kota.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up with the peoples out there? How y'all doing
laughing?
Out there? Yeah. The live is lit.
What is
I'm
love?
Glad y'all
what
tapped in. But nah, we already, in one of my shows before, I we spoke about what love is, and somebody answered that really good, but I want to know, what is marriage to you? But I'm gonna.
I think it's a business because I feel like mm-hmm. it's just making some shit make sense because you could have love without paper. Mm-hmm. Like you could have love without. All you're doing is just colliding and connecting the resources and the reality that you guys got going on.
As an artist, I just thought about what you just said. You said you could have love without paper, and I thought about money. And I was like, damn, can you though?
So now you could, this is going to sound crazy. You mm-hmm. could have love without money.
Yeah, right? Two people without money.
Yeah.
That's basically what it got to be because one of them can't have me up and the other one can't be down.
I done seen some people.
It's going to
really
last.
Really love each other. Like
it's going to last, but one person can't be up and the other one is down all the time.
I mean,
because then you're going to be smooching, and then after a while, you'll be like, yo, get a job, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
But if both of y'all broke, shit, I'm going to get this together.
You got to see some broke,
like I said before.
I done see some broke love.
Two crackheads, I said it before. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what's crazy? When you get married, I've been married before, by the way. When you get married, everything changes. You ever heard that before?
Maybe.
Ain't no old school, ain't no old head be like, when you get married, everything
changes.
Oh, yeah,
they do say that.
When
why they say, get it out at the bachelor party.
That's not enough time. That's 4 hours. You ain't getting nothing out in them goddamn 4 hours at the bachelor party.
Yeah, waste
the
money.
To get it out.
Oh.
That's a fact, because not everybody has a bachelor party. You know what I'm saying? And at your bachelor party, honestly, I don't think that I would have a bunch of strippers at my, you know what? Let me think about this for a second. Because I don't want to violate.
It's your last night.
I don't
wait, know. Are you supposed to violate at your, let's be real. Am I breaking a guy code? But
you're going to violate at your bachelor party.
Oh, that's what be going on?
Now,
damn.
I have filmed bachelor parties, folks.
Oh, shit. Don't invite him to your bachelor party because
he's
going
to
have
nothing.
The footage
that
he's going to blackmail you.
No, I won't.
He's
going to
be
never.
Like, let me get you just got the new sneakers. Let me get those. I'm putting it out.
Nah, we're not doing that. I don't need the Yeezys. I'm just saying I don't need them. But I will never do that. But at the end of the day, that is the joint. You know what I'm saying? When you have those bachelor parties like that, I don't think
you
that
ain't
I,
even looking at me.
That,
I know you've been to a bachelor party.
I don't think that I would.
I'm getting married.
I don't think that I would actually turn up too much because then I would feel like in my mind, I'd be like,
I've heard that. I've heard people say
I know
that
I'm about to get married tomorrow. So like, why am I doing this right now? Boys, my homie's like, yo, slap one more ass for the last time. Thank bro, you. If I'm doing this now, most likely I'm probably gonna be doing it later. So if I didn't get rid of this ass slapping feeling that I have, that I've been having, that ass slapping need.
If it's
need
still
feeling,
active, you already like, man, forget that ass.
Right. It's, that's that was get the purpose married, of Mo. Marrying this person because you that's felt cool. like that was gone already. You know what I'm saying?
The homeboys be having a blast.
Whatever. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I got to
respect. You probably covered that shit up real good.
Yeah.
You might cover that.
You feel me. You know what I'm saying? But once you get married, you move in. And it's crazy because it's a lot of things that you don't, or move in together or get a house together, but it's a lot of stuff that you don't see before.
Yeah.
Like, dirty houses and shit. You ever dealt with a dude with a dirty crib?
Yeah, one time.
Where?
I was like, you gotta clean this up.
Did you help him clean it? Or did you
No, I did. Because we were friends, you know what I mean? But I never went to his house.
What kind of dirt? The, like, roaches dirt?
Nah. It was just, like, bottles and liquor.
Oh, so you ain't,
like,
never experienced that real... You ain't never experienced that real nigga dirt.
Yeah, that's different. Them real niggas is for that real. It's for that crack.
You ain't never experienced that real nigga. You ain't never experienced them real roaches, bro. Them shits that don't go away. You ain't experienced them shits that don't go away. If you experience that, then you understand what it's like to deal with.
No, like, what a nigga like that, like, what he look like when he walk outside.
It's crazy. Well, first, you got me thinking roaches don't exist no more or something. Because you ain't, like, I thought every chick... Every woman at least dealt with somebody in their life that had that situation.
In his house?
Just like a whole bunch, though. No?
That's crazy. Nah.
No?
I mean, I've been to the trap houses. That's
what
different.
I'm saying. What you saw? A whole bunch of roaches. No, I'm saying? Everybody.
I don't think it was dirty in there. It was dirty. I don't think
I saw Hold on. You know what's funny? All right, so let me just say this.
When you walked in, it started running.
It might be an age difference, right? Because, like, I'm 41, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, growing up.
The traps is different from my era. Yeah, the traps is the new building with a bunch of Sprite bottles. That's our traps. Huh? Bunch of lean.
Nah, it was different, but the era was crazy.
Couches with
but it was dirty,
little smoke holes. That's our trap.
Listen, I dealt with this. I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you a story. I used to deal with this chick. I ain't gonna say her name.
She know.
But yeah, she do.
She knows, huh?
She know.
We know it's you, ma.
We gonna say this right now anyway. She gonna be tight.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I ain't gonna say. I was about to say she live in. Nah, but I ain't gonna do that. I was at a crib. She's like, I'm about to cook for my boo. I'm going to cook for you. What you want? She doing all this. I'm going to cook for my with her fingers and shit. I'm going to cook for my boo. And I'm like that.
That story like it's going
somewhere. Yeah, her nails and shit. And so when she was cooking with her fingers and shit. Now, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm about to tell you just made me think, like, why? Right? So she told me she had creepy crawlers, right? Now,
what is that?
Boom. Five, because I don't think that I've ever heard that term
before.
That
made me itchy.
Right. So I was like, wait. I remember the little glowy shits from the toy that we used
that
to play
made
creepy
me itchy.
Crawler. Right. I remember that. But she said she had creepy crawlers. So I was like, yo, what is that? So I'm sitting at the table. She was like, yo, you cannot put your food down. If you put your food down.
What?
The roaches, the creepy crawlers is going to come. But I didn't understand what she was saying really like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Boom. She finished my plate, and she was like, yo, when I put it down, you have to be there. I was like, just put it there. She's like, no, I'm not. She put the plate there. Her son is sitting there. This is a true story. Her son is sitting there.
Itchy.
Her son is sitting there, right? Mm-hmm. She put the plate there. For some reason, the roaches knew that the plate was there.
Yo,
look,
what?
Look, the roaches was un.
Nah, you gotta,
I, listen,
you
I'm
you
telling
gotta
you.
Get
true,
lit
true story.
To come on this podcast,
true story.
Look, what?
True story. The roaches came from under the table and swarmed. They were just like the. And swarmed the plate.
Oh, come on.
And I smacked the plate out of, like, you know, just like
reflex.
Yeah, and it
that shit was in slow motion, right?
Nah, look, true story. And this shit was like a movie. Her son is right there. The food went on his face, and the shit was hot. I felt so bad. It didn't burn him really bad, but I felt so bad about that. But goddamn roaches caused that shit. Put a pizza box down. You see, like, no, don't do that. Fucking roaches just. Moral of the story is, don't fuck with nobody with a dirty house. I'm just saying.
That shit gonna go in your pocket or something.
You on the red couch with Burn. You on the red couch with Burn. You on the red couch with Burn. Oh, yeah.
You on the red couch with Poison.
Petty.
What's up?
You're petty. You're petty. I wrote something down, folks. And she said something
petty
in a song.
Petty Poison. Petty Pretty Poison.
She wrote something in a song that had me like,
Aw, oh, man.
You gonna have to explain this.
Aw, oh, man.
You gonna have to explain this. She said, in her freestyle reality check.
Oh, my God.
She said, I gotta check on my ex to make sure he ain't doing better than me. What in the petty world did you say?
I'm crying. I was remixing, shout out to Swae Lee, one of Swae Lee's songs. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was a feeling. It was something that was relatable.
Do you actually do that, though? You've done it. You've done it.
Yeah, I need you to put the clock up here. Like,
you got 30 more minutes. Answer that goddamn question. Nice guys finish last, man. You know what's crazy? A lot of men, we feel like if we are treating a woman good, we don't get anywhere. But it feels like when you treat a woman bad, right? It lasts longer. Why?
Y'all crazy.
No. Seriously, let me re-ask that because you was doing that. Let me re-ask that for the camera.
Copy.
Right? A lot of people feel as if you treat a woman bad, you get to keep her. If you treat her like ish, you get keep her. Right? Because, and this is a lot of men, we feel like that sometimes, because if you look around and you see a lot of women complaining, my man get on my nerves. Say it again, my man, he's still your what? Man, and he gets on your nerves, right?
Them girls is different.
Okay.
Like I said, I might give a second chance, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get turned off really fast. So I don't know, I can't really relay or answer that question.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what's out there right now. Since you
treat
act
me
like
crazy,
you
don't know. I'm not dealing with that. It's too many options out here.
Too many. You sure?
Yeah. Even if I want to waste time, at least let me waste time with something that feels good. Not somebody who's treating me like shit.
You the sure? There's too many options though.
There is. Even if you're wasting time, and you're just chilling with somebody because whatever, they're attractive or whatever, at least I'm going to feel good about it. Like, I'm not about to waste time and then not feel good.
You ain't lying about that, goddamn.
You're not about to treat me like shit. Like, what am I doing?
You ain't lying about that.
That's crazy.
But
there are women that put up with it. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand that part of the game.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I think, like, a lot of them put up with the BS, right? And they still deal with it for a long time. And then we sit back there and see that and be like, when I was treating
y'all
you good.
Y'all know what kind of women y'all be doing that to?
No. Because it seemed like when
do.
You treat, it seemed like
yeah,
when you're
do.
Treating
trust
it.
Trust me. Y'all know what kind of women y'all be doing.
But it seemed like when you treat a woman good, a lot of the times, she takes advantage of it. We started off with a Target bag. Now you want a Birkin bag. Okay? Where we going with this? All right? How we skipping? We done skipped a couple of bags in between there. We could have got a Fendi. We could have got a Coach in between there. Something you skipped.
I get what you're saying.
Okay? You just jumping. But that's the thing. It's like,
You gotta find that match for you.
That's a fact. You can't find it. You gotta sit back and wait.
Exactly.
You gotta sit back and
wait.
So
you know the answer.
It's holiday time, folks. It's holiday time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You celebrate the holidays?
Definitely.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You Christmassy?
I mean, I'm not like a big, but yeah. Okay. Getting some gifts for some friends and people I care about, family.
What are you gonna buy? Like, well, you know what? I can't ask you that on camera because then they're gonna know what they're gonna get. But what would you get your dude for Christmas?
It just depends who it is, how I feel about him. But I don't know, like a good gift for a guy with like a nice like Gucci wallet or something. Depends how some.
Why we always get these things? These
some Gucci sneakers, wallet,
socks, and shit.
Like, some sneakers. Y'all don't like that?
Goddamn. I ain't gonna lie. Would you be honest with you? So the world can know. Okay, the older you get, is the more them goddamn socks, underwear, goddamn t-shirts become acceptable. I'm gonna let you know right now.
Nah, especially some good shit. I'm not saying.
Nah, look, give me some goddamn Hanes, right? But the older you get.
I don't know if you saw my Facebook. My shit went crazy. I don't like the Hanes. You never seen that
before? Listen, I seen it, but what I'm saying is the older.
I'm gonna get them. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get it.
You, whoever you deal with, I'm just saying, right? If he's an older nigga, you get them some underwear and t-shirts, because I ain't gonna lie, my shit, I be wearing the same goddamn holy t-shirt every now and then. I be like, shit, I need another t-shirt. Let me go to the store and get some t-shirts. You gotta go get some but the older.
But that's like a little lunch gift, like a little, come with a little lunch or something.
I'm just letting you know.
Right?
So what else would you get? You got the wallet.
Maybe some sneakers. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like to buy gifts that I would want to see the person wearing. Or
does that sound selfish?
Did you hear what she just said?
You're not gonna do that.
No, I just
let's
do
bring that
too.
Back. She just said that she would buy you a gift that she would like to see you with. What about what I want? What about what's good for me? What I want? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
But the person would like the person.
I feel like I give good gifts. Every time I get gifts.
But the person would like it anyway. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because it's like if I'm gonna give you something, I'm gonna give you a little bit of me so you can remember me. But it's still something that still is close to you. You know.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, that's like now. Is that
when? Next month.
Next month. Okay. Yeah. I feel that. That's kind of dope, you know, if you think about yourself in that way. And you're an artist, too.
I give good gifts.
That's actually, you know what? Let me take that back. We're going to take that back. We're going to rewind that. I like that thought. You know what I'm saying? I like the way she did that. Me, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. You're just going to ask.
Well, you know, I'm going to have my daughter, you know, I'm going to open up some gifts and all that, you know. But later on that day, I am going to be eating up everybody's food.
I'm crying.
You never did that?
Yeah.
You don't plate hop?
Yeah.
Is that a term?
That was a thing me and my best friend used to do. We was like, girl, we gonna see how many spots we going to.
So you trying to say it's old? I still do it. Niggas be hungry on Christmas.
Yeah, I'm picky about my food nowadays.
Yeah, but if you going by family, you good. So
they
on
still
Christmas,
don't eat what I want to eat.
Because you're a vegan, right? How is that?
It's good.
I don't know. You're missing meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a tricky question because I was saying, are you missing meat? Like, do you miss meat?
Oh, I'm crying.
Or do you?
Nah, I'm good. It's been something that's been happening for a long time for me, though. Like, I will always eat meat and feel a little freaked out. But now, luckily, there's so many options and so many ways to eat healthy and eat good with without having to eat meat. I just read a lot, and I'm just in a different space.
Let's talk about this for a second. Let's give this a brief moment. You know, I be talking all this relationship stuff and all that, but meat, right? They say that when you eat beef, right, and you go to sleep, that shit stay on your mind. And on your stomach and everything else, and a lot of the times you wake up angry, right? So if you ever see somebody angry as hell, most likely they just ate a beef sandwich.
I'm crying.
A brisket.
I mean,
okay,
you crazy.
Barbecue. No, I'm just saying. No, I'm ODing. But what I'm saying is there is some truth to that because of the chemical breakdown in meat.
No, I know. I mean, I've heard. I'm not sure scientifically or whatever how deep it is, but I've heard even just the conditions of these animals You know what I mean?
And no, so
you're consuming that, and that's already coming from a negative place already. So
okay, so let me explain to you what this is, right? Not to cut you off. This is mad cow disease, or when you kill a cow, and depending upon the way you kill a cow and the blood that comes out of them. You know when you eat steak, mm-hmm. and there's the white stringy thing in the mm-hmm. steak? That's meat glue. That's how they keep the glue together. That's, they make that from cow blood. And so depending upon how the cow is killed, that if the nigga's fucking twitching and be like, oh shit, nigga, you can slice the nigga neck, and he doing all this crazy shit, those cows go mad, and that's what creates whatever that is that goes into their blood, which then goes into the meat, because they're using the blood to use it for meat glue. So that's what creates the
mad cow disease?
Yeah, that one, when it came out. But there's that's other situations, how you just said, scientifically, yeah. depending upon how you kill the animal.
Like I said, I'm not sure of the numbers, but I've heard that, and that can make sense, because if something is coming from a negative place, then that negativity might sit on you, in you, you know what I mean? And you might, that shit's going to come out your pores.
Imagine that. Like, imagine people who eat dog and shit. Like, imagine you eat a dog, and you got, like, a piece of the dog's soul inside your shit. You just talking to somebody one day. You're like, it was. Nigga, like, what the fuck was that?
All dogs go to heaven.
But I'm plate hopping though for that's Christmas. And is there such thing as too much food in a take home plate, or too much take home plate?
I don't know. I be ODing whenever I do.
You do. So you one of those people, everybody be like, watch out with poison. Because you know she going to take a whole bunch of food.
I'm not one of those people, but I know somebody that is like that, though. Motherfuckers be like, oh, shit.
Oh,
I ain't one of those. Like, people want to give me food when I come. So
facts, right?
Because I don't be OD. And, like, if I OD, you know I'm hungry.
All right, give me my goddamn plate. Like, I want my plate, bro. Yeah, we on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with poison. And she's one of the dopest MCs. You know, normally I get people to spit a 16 on my show, but she told me she don't want to spit. It made me sad. It made me really sad. I was like, why?
I feel like, for me, I'm more than a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? I'm an artist, and my sound is, my sound is just different. Like, it's a vibe. It's a wave. I'm not about to just start going crazy on some Jay-Z beats. Sometimes
I don't even put on a beat, though.
Maybe I don't want to be sitting here just doing poetry. Like, just check my shit and check my vibe out. Mm-hmm. And there might be some moments where I do it, but just that's not what I'm
doing. That's not
doing.
What she does, folks. She does not style for free. But I'm tell you what, we're going to get all them other goddamn answers out of ass. Like, one of the questions that I have for you. Was not. All right. Men, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we tend to look at younger women when we're dating. Why do women look at older men?
excuse me. For me, I think...
And I'm talking about of age, obviously.
No, for sure. I just think it's a maturity thing. Like, they just know more. They're more like... I'd rather talk to an older guy because stability. It's just... not stability. Even just conversation, what? Maturity. Like, I guess that's stability. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just different. Like, these young niggas, they retarded. Like... They retarded. Like,
yo, that's crazy.
They just
want
to smoke weed and sit on the couch all day. Like, that's whack.
Wave your hand in front of their face, be like, yo, they ain't even paying attention.
Yeah,
so older
that's
dudes pay attention, basically. That's what we make you think, but we ain't, but nah.
Probably not.
You know what it is? Though. I'm going to tell you something. My cousin said something years ago in a song, and he said, you talk and I listen like I care what you think. And I said, damn.
That's interesting.
Because now, depending upon if you're a conversationist or a conversationalist or whatever you want to call that word, some of us don't like to talk.
I'm not too talkative either.
Oh, so
that's what I'm saying. You got to find your person, your vibe.
So do you need a talker? Does a talker need a non-talker?
I think I'm 50-50 when it comes to that. Sometimes I talk a lot, sometimes I don't.
All right, so if sometimes you get a non, person, if you get somebody, if you're not talking and you get somebody that don't talk,
it might not work. It needs to be somebody who's 50-50 too.
Oh damn, you.
It's hard.
You gonna have a cat and about 15 cats in the house if you don't get this right. You can't find somebody that's exactly the way that you want them. You're gonna have to take a sacrifice.
I don't know. I'm gonna create my own narrative. I'm gonna always be good.
You're gonna have to take a sacrifice.
I think I'm gonna always be good.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to take a. I'm telling you, because at the end of the day, there are.
I don't even want to hear that. I feel like you're putting an omen on me. Like
no, but no, but no, but no, but no, but no. Here's the reality, right? Nobody's perfect.
Of course.
Nobody.
But I feel like there's not guys or women who can talk and be busy and then talk and be busy and go away for a week and turn off our phones and then it's back to the grind and then like there's no balance. Like what the fuck? You telling me I'm not gonna be able to find somebody
yes, you
just
can.
Like me?
Yes, you can.
That's
yes,
what you
can.
Just telling
yes, you
me
can.
Right
yes,
now.
Yes, you
though.
Can. Yes, you can. You can. You know what? Because I started thinking about artists and I started thinking about like Snoop and his wife and then.
You just gotta find that vibe, people. That person for you, you know?
Yeah, it's just gonna take a long time.
Why do you want to put that bad energy for me?
Because
it's not just you.
I might
leave your building right now.
That's a fact. But
you
what I'm saying
never
is,
know. When
it's
2022. For me, like,
it's 2022.
I might already have that. Like,
okay.
Never know.
Juju,
like,
bad
like
juju. It's 2022. I'm just saying, right? It's a little different out here in these streets.
But you, I'm just saying, I feel like I'm a little different in these streets.
That's
can't
a fact.
Speak for nobody.
That's true. It's just like the point that I'm trying to get at. Maybe I went too deep on that, but the point that I'm trying to get at is like, nobody's perfect. So
I agree.
Like
you'll
get to the point where like that person.
Why you think I help him clean his house?
Okay.
Come on,
stop.
You
got rid of them roaches. Facts.
What? Nah, he
you
say
he had
no roaches
there, yet.
Man.
No, I'm just fucking with him. I'm just saying content. I'm just saying. But at the end of the day, I feel what you're saying on that. I just say, like, let's say the dude, you like dudes with nice feet. Everything about him is perfect. Everything about him is perfect. But he got a bunion this big. Is that going to change?
We will have to get that done.
Cut. Yeah. What if he ain't got the money to get it on you? Okay. You know what? All right. You're a real one. You're a real one. She gonna get that bunion cut, bruh.
If it's real, yeah. If it's real, there's no limits. Like, mm-hmm. What kind of love is we talking about right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sound surprised when
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this. Like,
well,
if it's real, there
not.
Is no limits
mm-hmm.
both ways.
Mm-hmm.
If it's real. But if it's not real, then we have limitations. Then
mm-hmm.
we watching the pockets. Then we watching the...
Mm-hmm.
But if it's real and two people feel the same way,
mm-hmm.
it's I'm not using you. You're not using me. I'm going to spend that bag. I don't care what you... Like, you. It's just going to happen. It might not happen all the time, but if it's
mm-hmm.
real...
If it's real, it's going
to
happen.
And some of us, you said, you're right, might never see
mm-hmm.
real.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, you might have real for a minute, fuck it up. Like, you just don't know. But that shit does exist.
So if it's real, it's going to happen. That's
it's
basically what
happen.
It is, folks.
There's no rules. There's no limit. There's no both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even thinking about it because it's real. Feel me?
You got to listen. When you have real people in your life and they think deep like that, you got to understand that that was good vibes and good content right there. So y'all better take that as a note. Okay, that's coming from Poison right there. She just dropped a jewel on y'all.
This,
y'all got to understand.
Too much thinking, too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's already a bad omen, you know?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, it's somebody for everybody, right? You on the red couch with Burn, and we got Poison on the couch, and she's lit, as usual, right? And we here, man, and we gonna get to this music thing. So what new music do you have coming out, or what are you doing with your music at this
point?
Well,
I just dropped a song, a video. I'm about to drop another song, another single, another video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to start dropping stuff. I've been working for the past couple of months nonstop, creating a sound, and, you know, just growing, learning, and just evolving. Shout out to everybody that's been a part of that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of new vibes, you know? I feel like I'm going to open up to another chapter.
Did you have you taken any breaks in between, like, since you started rapping and now?
I feel like it's levels to it. I feel like now that I'm in a different space and I'm in, like I said, in different rooms and different energies, like, it's just different levels that you have to work. Mm-hmm. So you might think that because I haven't dropped a song, whatever, in 3 months, I'm working just another area. Mm-hmm. It's more than just music when it comes to this shit.
You dropped something recently, though.
No, that's a fact. I'm just talking. Like, you know, I might be working another area, or I might be doing shows, and I went on tour this year too. So it's like, it's no lacking, it's no sleeping. We working every day. Just different areas, different things going on.
How often do you perform? Like, how often do your shows?
For example, that's great because that question actually connects with the last one. Okay. So, boom, I feel like I did maybe one show lightly last week at the Brooklyn Mirage.
Nice.
And then before that, I did a show maybe like 2 months ago, which I try not to space it out so much, but I've been working on music.
I seen it. I seen the footage from the shows. I seen it put up on the internet. Instagram.
It'll be just random good shows. But like I said, I took like a break for 2 months from doing show because I was just working on music and things like that.
I've seen the crowd when you perform, right? And I'm not gassing it, you know, because I know you. I've seen the crowd when you perform, and I feel like everybody can't get that reaction from the crowd, right? Where you see everybody just start moving because you're spitting. Mm-hmm. And when you start spitting, or when your flow goes a certain way, because now you don't only rap, and I feel stupid a little bit because I said rapper. And I know you got so many different styles.
We're not human. We're not perfect.
Right, but you got so many different styles. And I've seen you on stage perform in person. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the footage on mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you got the
crowd. Did you enjoy it?
Of course. I enjoyed it. And I've seen people enjoy it. I wanted to ask you, how does that feel to you?
It's something that I love to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that you say, you know, that means it shows. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to get better and better every time. Mm-hmm. Just give me a platform and mixing the music with the platform, mm-hmm. with seeing me, I just know they're going to love it. It's poison. I'm going to pull them in. Mm-hmm. It all kind of makes sense, you know?
Like, what is your writing style? Like, when you write, if you do write, because mm-hmm. a lot of people mm-hmm. just get in front of the mic and mm-hmm. just go.
I have a habit of just recording, just listening, recording. I feel like the music is growing now, so mm-hmm. now I'm taking things home, mm-hmm. just taking my time with things.
Is there a vibe that you get to record? And another thing,
it goes off a feeling.
Okay, do you have to have some liquor and weed or either or to do that, like, or can it come sober? Or
I mean, it can come that way, and sometimes we gotta get a little cloudy, you know what I mean? We gotta hit those points. So.
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna lie, not too many artists have that thing, and they don't have that it factor. So, right?
That's
so,
a reality. Not everyone's right. gonna be a giant.
Do you know that you have that?
I believe that I do, and I'm gonna answer that in a humble way.
I just want to let you know that you do, and you know that you do have that. The only reason why you here right now is because I know that she has that. You know what I'm saying?
There's nobody that's sitting here. I felt your energy. It was
real. Yeah, no.
Thank you.
We know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, met through my boy Flo. Linked it up.
Flo. I'm so sorry, Flo. We ain't linked up yet.
Nah, I just was on the phone with him yesterday.
Shout out to my boy. Yeah, I seen him mm-hmm. in the spots, too.
Yeah.
He was moving around. I like to see him moving around in some interesting places.
He was with Elliot Wilson yesterday or whatever. Shout out to Elliot Wilson. Shout out to Flo. You're doing your thing on the Moving Forward podcast.
I like to see him moving around those rooms.
Right. We loving you out there, Flo. But yeah, your music is tough, man. You got different freestyles, different songs. And when you listen to the rap, like, what do you want people to hear first, if anything, first? Or do you...
I feel like I do a couple things in the music. Like, I feel like I sound nice, but I'm talking about some real shit. So whichever way, whether that captures you, the reality, the raw of the content, or the feeling, it don't matter. I'm trying to attack a couple people at the same time.
Okay, that's a dope answer. You know, some, a lot of people don't know exactly what they can do when it comes to this music-ish.
Nah, because I feel like I represent an interesting, like, I'm very much so a girly girl, but I'm also, like, I'm a trill chick. Like, I really like hanging out with guys. Like, you know, so that kind of gives me a different perspective. I want my homeboys to be able to listen to it. You feel me? I feel like a lot of guys don't listen to girls. You know what I mean? So if I can figure out how to do that and make it worthy of them listening.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was listening to somebody the other day and they said, oh, we don't listen to Nicki Minaj. I'm like, what? Okay, let me think. And then I started thinking, do I listen to Nicki Minaj? And then I said, damn. And then it hit me. F-R-E-A-K-F. Ain't no shame, my God. Goddamn, I love that damn song, goddamn. Right? But I don't think I'm going to be bumping
that. Y'all not bumping that when y'all in the shower about to go to the club?
Nah, in the shower is cool. You know what I'm saying? When I'm getting dressed.
That's
because
it's playing without you knowing it was going to play. So you ain't really changed the
song. Nah, he said, I ain't doing that. No. But at the end of the day, it's the vibe. If it comes on while it's, you know, you just listen to it. But
are you going? I feel like, you know.
I support Nicki, man. I support all
of women
rappers.
Me too. I love her. But I'm just, you know what I mean when I say that, like, because I'm building from the ground up. So it's like I still want to touch my circle, my city, other couple cities where I be at. You know what I mean? I just want to be relatable too. You know, to a few different people, not just to one.
Not to just one group. You on the red couch with Burn. We sitting here with Poison, and you know, we talking music at this point, and y'all gotta understand something. Anybody that sits on this couch has to be musically talented to the point where it's like they give you Michael Jackson vibes. You feel me? Like, I was watching your video One More Shot, and you was in the rain, on the floor, on your knees.
You know, that had the friction stuff on the knees.
Oh, you had
on
something?
The floor, no, on the floor, because it was a wet floor, they had the little friction bubble thingies on the floor, so it was scraping the hell out of my legs. I was going through it. And I was cold as fuck. I remember that day.
Oh my God. You see, the things a woman gotta do to make a music video, because I ain't getting on my knees for nobody. Well, there are times when I do get on my knees, you know what I'm saying?
That marriage day, right?
No, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I ain't getting on my knees.
I feel like that's just what I wanted to do. And even though that was going on, it's like, fuck it, I gotta do it. I gotta get it done. This is what I like.
Yeah, and you know what? When you're on the grind in this music business, you gotta get it done. And at the end of the day, you gotta do it at all costs. And that's
I was listening to this interview on Fresh Out Live, and the actor Kendrick, the from Insecure, with the light eyes, he was saying he was shooting something for Adele, and he was in a pool, and it was like 4 a.m. It was cold as hell outside, like, you know.
You don't never see what's going on behind these scenes, like, bruh. The amount of
editing.
Just
get that art done. Like, I done snuck in cemeteries before.
This is crazy. She said she done to hang out. She done snuck in cemeteries. What was going on? You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with one of the dopest artists on the planet. And right now, I ain't gonna lie, we have one of the dopest shows. We gotta go back. You gotta come back again. You definitely gotta come back.
I'm gonna drop something in like a month or so. So after you come you gonna come to the listening party.
Oh, of course.
And then we talk after that.
And if I got my daughter, you better let me bring her. I ain't playing.
All right.
So yeah, tell the people where they could find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Poison911. That's Poison with two I's. Poison911, POISON. And link in bio, you'll be able to find everything. You'll be able to find music, videos. You can join my Club Poison. Club Poison is where, like, you'll get, like, exclusive music, exclusive parties. I'm going to start throwing little vibes and aux parties and things like that. So where you can meet dope people and just vibe and just be yourself and just get away and just kind of,
Club Poison.
You know what I mean?
Is this like an actual club? Like,
Yeah.
People going to be able to come to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. But you have to, like, join the mailing list so you can see what's going on.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
And then it's going to be wristband required.
Yeah,
some of y'all ain't going to be able to get it because we ain't doing all that negativity over here.
Sign a little NDA, too.
Something, because I'm, you know,
nah,
like, yo.
Parties get crazy. The vibes get crazy. I ain't going to
like,
lie.
Like, yo, I'm.
But you can find me on Instagram, and there you'll find everything. So.
All right, that's what's up. Look it up. And right now, you're on the Red Couch of Burn. Obviously, you're going to go to Instagram, Red Couch of Burn. You're going to go to Twitter, Red Couch Burn. But everything else is Red Couch of Burn. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, anything you can find it on. And yeah, Google it. Poison is lit. She here. You know, y'all here with us. Mm-hmm. We lit.
Check out One More Shot.
Check out One More Shot, the new video. Knees got scraped up for that.
Nah, okay. My knees is back to melanin.
You're back to
shorty.
Normal?
Yeah, chill.
Back to
my
normal.
Shit's is better. I'm a little,
you healed, you healed.
Good, yeah.
One more shot. Check that out. Poison. Red Couch
that
will
good
burn.
Shea butter.
Facts.